Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 18, for Friday, August 14th. I'm Phil France Workington. The Ice Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Friday, taking a cue from the losses seen in Chicago soybeans. Bearish technical signals and early harvest pressure also weighed on values. Canola was down $5 to $8, the November contract down $5.80 at $486.10 per ton. After seeing a corrective bounce yesterday, canola was back trading near the two-month lows hit on Wednesday, as the expectations for a large U.S. soybean crop returned to the forefront of the futures markets. Hot weather conditions across western Canada added to the softer tone as crops are developing quickly and harvest operations start to pick up. Recent activity has also shifted the technical bias lower, although chart support did hold to the downside in canola. The November contract kept well above the $480 per ton level today. Steady end-user demand underneath the market, especially given the expectations for a smaller Canadian canola crop this year, also helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down, while corn and wheat were both steady to slightly higher in many months. Soybeans were down 9 to 15 cents, the November contract down 11 at 9.16 per bushel. The economic concerns out of China this week following that country's move to devalue its currency accounted for some of Friday's selling pressure as traders expressed concerns over declining export demand. Lingering weakness from Wednesday's surprisingly bearish production estimates from the USDA also weighed on beans, with the relatively favorable Midwestern weather forecasts leading to ideas that actual yields may end up even higher than the already optimistic USDA projections. Wheat futures, they're up 1 to 5 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 2 cents at 5.11 per bushel. Ideas that recent losses were overdone accounted for some of today's buying interest, with speculators readjusting their positions ahead of the weekend. End-user bargain hunting was also supportive, although U.S. wheat does remain expensive internationally. Corn, meanwhile, was caught between the gains in wheat and losses in soybeans and held near unchanged for the most part. The December contract up only a quarter cent at $375.50 per bushel. There is some skepticism over the USDA's larger-than-expected production estimates to keep caution in the corn market, although the good weather forecasts were also limiting any upside potential. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 14th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil France Workington.